Are you still feeling unappreciated as a music teacher? Today on Happier Music Teacher, When You Feel Unappreciated, Part 2. Hi, and welcome to Happier Music Teacher. Are you a music teacher who has no time, no voice, and you kind of need to pee? I'm Beth Duhon. I'm a Christian, wife, mother, musician, and former stressed hot mess music teacher. I've been there. Join me every week as we work on easy micro actions so that you can be a happier music teacher. If you are new here from the OAKE National Conference, welcome. I so enjoyed meeting you at Happier Music Teacher presentation. I hope you'll join the Facebook group and also consider purchasing the book. Please pardon the vocal quality today, as apparently the spring break souvenir that I brought back was a sinus infection. This is the sequel to episode 43, When You Feel Unappreciated. It's been a bit. I had a quick respite while we had episodes with Debbie O'Shea. If you haven't had a chance to check those out, I sincerely hope you will. And also her work at crescendomusiceducation.com. She really is a jewel. I had a lot of thoughts and feelings as I was looking at music education boards around people feeling unappreciated, so much that it became a two-part episode. So here goes with part two. The first thing you might want to consider is your motivation when you post about how proud you are of the kids on social media. We've all done it. We've all been there. Oh gosh, I'm so stinking proud of these kids. And then you post the accolades that you want, and you want your friends to tell you, oh, your set is amazing. They are so lucky to have you as a music teacher, yada, yada. It's never really about the kids, to be honest. And it's okay to share, and it's okay to share your professional accomplishments. You can do that on regular social media. You can do it on LinkedIn. It's okay. You don't have to be a wallflower. And if you don't toot your own horn or your program's horn, who will? But do check your motivation and check what you're trying to get there. Is it some insecurity? Is it some props you're trying to get? Is it pride? It's okay to post it, but just check your heart when you post it and see what you're really going for. Next up is also check your expectations around appreciation. This is going to be a short episode today. I can tell it. I'm not doing great vocally. Classroom teachers do great things every day, all day with their classrooms. And sometimes they're a little short on appreciation too. Now, they might get more appreciation from parents because with a smaller group, they've built a better bond. But if you think about someone who has that kid all day, every day, maybe not just 45 minutes once every 6 days. And if you think about someone who has gotten some kids with tremendous growth in their reading or their math, maybe no one's trumpeting that at the faculty meetings or in front of a crowded auditorium either. So check your expectations around the appreciation. Of course, you should be appreciated. You work hard. And I noticed that people like Jen Rafferty and Bryson Tarbett in their podcasts are so good at telling us you're appreciated. So if no one has told you, I'm going to tell you too. We appreciate you. You are working hard. You feel seen, I hope, by us. Keep it up. You're in the fourth quarter. Do all the things, but check your expectations around it. Sometimes if you just check your expectations, you won't feel so disappointed, and you'll be pleasantly surprised when you receive it, but it won't feel like an entitlement, like I have to be appreciated. I must have it in XYZ form. That's really just not the norm, and even in corporate America, it's kind of an expectation, right? We're not always presenting you with prizes and flowers and plaques and all those things. So maybe get your appreciation from yourself, and we'll conquer that in another bullet point. The next thing to consider when you're feeling unappreciated, which, let's be honest, in our career can be quite often, is to vent to those that understand, probably specifically music teachers or your family and friends, your closest, but don't marinate in it. I have a few stories that I have just shopped out over and over, and I'm tired of the stories. They don't feel particularly inspiring. They feel a little victim-y, to be honest. So you can tell your story. You can vent. You can share. You can get it out. Yes, please do. Don't let it simmer and fester. But at some point, you need to be done. So don't just marinate in it. Don't just be poor me. I'm misunderstood and I'm unappreciated. If you keep on telling yourself that, yep, you will be misunderstood and unappreciated. So consider telling yourself a better story and put a deadline on the venting. Tell your friend, tell your spouse, you know what, I'm going to vent for 5 minutes. Would you please listen to me? And then please cut me off. I hope that you will. The next bullet point is a little bit pointed, but let me go ahead and be the person to say it. All day long, whether we realize it or not, we are teaching people how to treat you. So if you are struggling with your own worth, don't expect them to give you more worth than you give yourself. If you are going around acting like you should be taken for granted, then yes, you probably will be taken for granted. I know with students, and maybe this is not my best trait, but if they're not using basic manners with me, I will not be aggressive or abrasive about it, but I will firmly prompt them to act right about it, to use the manners. So if I hand them something and they don't thank me, I'll gently prompt them to thank me. If they greet me at the door in a way that feels disrespectful, I'm going to give them the opportunity to revise that and fix it. So as you go throughout the life in your hallways at your school, you are teaching people how to treat you. So go in there well-groomed, with your chin held high, with the expectation that people are going to treat you well, treat them well. I think, like I said, all day long, whether you realize it or not, we are broadcasting to people how we expect to be treated. So raise your expectations. Next point. After you've climbed your Mount Everest, whatever that might be, the grade level program, your UIL competition, anything else like that, get yourself a treat. It can even be a healthy treat, although I'll be honest, that's not how I've been leaning lately. Or even some comp time. Now, I don't mean literal comp time with during the day, but if for the past week you've been staying until 6 for the concert, that was me a couple weeks ago, then make sure that you're leaving at contract for a few days just so everything levels out. It is okay for you to go ahead and appreciate yourself in those ways and be extra kind to yourself, even if it's not coming from outside. If you're getting a recurring theme on this, it is that don't put your happiness and your lack of appreciation in someone else's hands. It's really not their job to make sure that you're okay. It's your job to make sure you're okay. I guess I'm a little feisty. If you are like me and with the 5 love languages, you are a words of appreciation, I think that's it, person, keep an appreciation file. There will be people in your life who are so good about sending you an encouraging email. They write a note, something like that, a little card from a student, maybe they're drawing. Hang on to those things. They're precious and they can make you feel good. They even can come up in an interview situation. I had a French horn lesson student a few years ago who wrote an essay about me and it was the sweetest thing. And like I said, I brought it with me to job interviews because I thought it was really a good indication of my worth as a teacher and my value to him. So when you get those precious things, which we know we're not getting on the daily, right? That's what makes them special. And especially if you're a words of appreciation person, affirmation, I'm struggling with that one. If you know it, please let me know. Keep a file of that. And on those days when you are feeling truly unappreciated, and maybe you are in fact being unappreciated, you can skim that to give yourself a little boost. The next point uses a little bit of a businessy word, but I think you'll know where I'm going. Focus on the stakeholders that value you and get you. As educators, we have stakeholders, even though it seems a little funny to frame it that way. So who are our stakeholders? Our students, our music colleagues, our classroom teacher colleagues, our parents, our administrators, even the community in general. We have all sorts of stakeholders, whether you know it or not. Not all stakeholders are going to value you and get you, but some will. And you'll know who those people are. They're the ones who are the first to share something warm with you after your concert. They're the ones who will write those handwritten notes that you have in your appreciation file. They're the ones that will get you a little gift after the concert because they just see how hard you're working and they want you to know that they appreciate the work. Not everyone's going to be that way, and that's okay. But do focus on the people who get you. Don't spend all your time and energy focusing on the ones who don't. Why? It won't fill you up. It won't make you feel better. So focus on the positive in this aspect. And my final bullet point is fuel up with some good energy at professional development. So I just returned from the OAKE National Conference, and a few weeks back I was at TMEA, and I will tell you, both of those places were so valuable for filling my cup and making me feel understood, connecting with colleagues, and not in a yucky, trying to rise up the ladder type of way, but really like I had some conversations with people that made me feel better, made me feel understood. I could encourage them. They could encourage me. People who go to these conferences and actively attend, they are wanting to improve themselves. They are wanting to improve their craft. Yeah, we might whine for a minute or two, but then in the next breath, we are right back on trying to do better for our students and our classrooms and improving. And I think that energy is so good. So if you are in the deep, dark hole of negative music education Facebook groups, go ahead and crawl out. Join the Happier Music Teachers Facebook group, and then also go to some good professional development. It has never been easier to get some of that nowadays, especially with the online options. So find the people that fill you up, improve your craft, seek out the good energy. You won't worry so much about being appreciated. You're going to be too busy about improving yourself. So I hope this was not too much tough love for you on a Tuesday, but let me go ahead and just sum up our points. So first point, consider your motivation when you post on social media about how proud you are of the kids. It's okay to do, just check your heart. Next one is check your own expectations. Should you really be getting so much more appreciation than a classroom teacher? It's okay if you think you should, just check that out. Maybe put a limit on your venting to those that understand, but don't live there. Teach people how to treat you, or just be aware that you're teaching people how to treat you, and do you like what you're teaching them? Get yourself a treat, some comp time, some way to show yourself appreciation instead of putting that in someone else's hands and making it their responsibility. Keep that appreciation file, that happy file. Focus on the stakeholders that value you and get you. And finally, fuel up with some good energy at professional development. If I can just tell you and just reaffirm, you are doing a good job. You are doing right by the kids. And I went to a wonderful session with Susan Brumfeld. I think I'm saying that incorrectly. But she said, you know, we just have a song, but that's what we have. And it's so needed right now. And I just thought that was beautiful. So keep up doing the good work. You are important. You are valuable. And if no one else appreciates you, please know that we appreciate you. This Friday, March 22nd, I'll be taking over FFLAT's Instagram page for Music in Our Schools Month. See you there. If you like this podcast, I think you're going to love the book, Happier Music Teacher, 50 Days to Being a Happier Music Teacher at Home and at School. You can pick it up on FFLAT Books. I'll have the link in the show notes and soon on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to the Happier Music Teacher. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe and tell a friend.